the same area, really. If you're speaking about what you spoke about before, about polygamy, in the certain hadith of Rasulullah, where he actually advised Ali not to get married, and you explained about this previously. She asked two questions. Why would the Prophet not advise Ali to get married to the daughter of Abu Jahl, considering that the daughter of Abu Jahl had no lineage, no connection in terms to her disbelief like Abu Jahl?
Mm.
And the second question, she said, many people look at this and they say, oh, okay, so why did the Prophet forbid something or disagree with something or not allow something which is lawful and Allah has spoken about it?
First of all, I would like to say we should not give any subject more than its due. We did answer this before.
Mm-hmm.
And if any person read the text which is in the Sahih and also in Sahih al-Jama, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a member and he gathered the people and he gave a sermon commenting on a proposal which was given to him that Bani Hisham, who was Abu Jahl, of course, they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking his permission to give their daughter in marriage to Ali. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Fatimatu bid'atun minni, Fatima is a part of me and whatever upsets her upsets me. And I would like you to listen carefully and attentively to the following statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we should not listen to one part and ignore the rest or take things out of context or cut and paste. He said, وَإِنِّي لَسْتُ أُحِلُّ حَرَامًا وَلَا أُحَرِّمُ حَلَالًا. That's a very important statement there. He said, indeed, I'm not making anything that's prohibited lawful, nor am I making anything lawful unlawful. I do not make the haram halal, nor the halal haram. But لَا تَجْتَمِعُ بِنْتُ أَبِي جَهْلٍ وَبِنْتُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي بَيْتٍ. So this is the reason, this is the explanation why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam objected to the second marriage of Ali. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it very clear that he was afraid that Fatima would be tried with regards to her religion. Inni akhsha an tuftana fi diniha. The hadith explains it all. He says, there is no way that the daughter of Abu Jahl will be in the same house with the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, maybe the question will be reasonable if somebody says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden anyone due to the sin of another.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was Fir'aun, this ummah, with the fear of this ummah, and was Abu Jahl, but she has become a Muslimah. What's her sin? We stated before that among the reasons a woman may get married for, that her family lineage. And imagine, with all the history of what her father did to the father of Fatima, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, life would become very difficult. Maybe it would become impossible, especially recalling the bad memories, all what Abu Jahl did to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family members and the followers. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam objected to this marriage. And he said, if he wants to marry her, be my guest, but divorce Fatima. So this hadith should never be used by any means as a reference that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam objected to plural marriages. Because number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. Number two, many of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had more than one wife. Number three, later on Ali ibn Abi Talib got married more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that was not a reference to object to plural marriage, because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made lawful in the Quran or unlawful would never come in contradiction with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at the future saying, إِنِّي لَسْتُ أُحِلُّ حَرَامًا وَلَا أُحَرِّمُ حَلَالًا لا تجتمع بنت رسول الله وبنت أبي جهل في بيت واحد.
جزاك الله خير.